Good afternoon. My name is Pastor Jerry Wilder. Thank you once again for tuning into Faith at Noon. Today, we're just going to deal with the ministry gifts that were given to the church by the Lord Jesus Christ. Charlotte, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Colette, how are you? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Good to hear from you. I hope all is well. Jose, how are you, sir? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so today in our session, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, a very familiar passage of scripture that most people are familiar with. Felicia, how are you? You the one that have that eagle spirit. DD, how are you? God bless you. Barbara, how are you? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. Richard Sheffield, thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. God bless you, sir. And so we're looking at Ephesians 4:11. This is what the Bible says. The Bible says, and he gave some. Notice now what the Bible said. The Bible says, and we're dealing with ministry gifts. These are ministry gifts that the Lord Jesus Christ has given to his church. And so notice the scripture says, and he gave some. Notice that he didn't say that he gave all. Debbie, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. He gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets. Brenda, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. He gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. For what? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So these five ministry gifts that have been given, glory to God, to the church. Muriel, how are you? God bless you for tuning into Faith at Noon. These ministry gifts were given to the church. Let me just share this with you, that every person that is in ministry that stand in one of these offices, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, at one time was a sheep. In other words, what I'm trying to say and what I need you to hear is that, let's say, take a pastor. When God called a person to the office of a pastor or to any of these offices, the calling of God, not only is he calling you to that office, but it's a supernatural transformation concerning your life as well. In other words, let's say take a pastor now. I'm a pastor now, but I was not always a pastor. At some point, Deacon Gordon, how are you, sir? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. And so what God does by his spirit in a supernatural way, by the power of the Holy Ghost, he take a person that was a sheep and transform that person into being a under shepherd, which is a pastor. So this whole calling of God, it's a supernatural calling. It's a supernatural work. And so oftentimes, the reason that pastors know how the sheep think, you know, and the attitude of the sheep and all of that stuff is because the pastor himself was once a sheep before God called him and placed him into this fivefold ministry, which is for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. So sometimes you can go to church and you might think the pastor is talking about you. The pastor is not necessarily talking about you as much as understanding the pastor, understanding himself, that before he became a pastor, he was a sheep. And what do sheep do? You know, that's what sheep does. So the pastor know that stuff so well that many times sheeps are crying, sheeps are murmuring, sheeps are complaining. But when you're dealing with fivefold ministry gifts and you understand that these particular gifts was given, glory to God, to the church by the Lord Jesus Christ. Charles B. Thompson, how are you? Thank you, sir. This is back to back for you. Good to see you tuning in. Bees, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Faith at Noon. Listen, when you deal with these gifts now, see, the Bible says in the Gospel of John that Jesus was given the Spirit without measure in his life and earthly ministry. And so now when Jesus set these ministry gifts into the body of Christ, these ministry gifts are given the Spirit, glory to God, without measure. All of the fullness of the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ is on these ministry gifts. And so these ministry gifts, they are vital for any believer's development. These ministry gifts are important for your growth. These ministry gifts, they have been given, glory to God, too. The church, because somebody have the key to your destiny. And so it's important, glory to God, that when you do church, you not just coming to be entertained by good preaching, but that you coming because you need somebody to turn the key to your future and the key to your destiny. And that is going to push you and propel you into what God, glory to God, has ordained, glory to God, for your life. So I hope all of you that are viewing this program, I hope all of you understand, can hear what I'm saying. The Lord Jesus said, he that have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And so what I'm saying today, wherever you go to church, wherever you attend church, wherever the Lord have placed you, wherever the Lord set you, if you're going to partake of the anointing that is on that man of God or that woman of God's life, Cornell, how would you? Thank you for tuning in to Faith at Noon, sir. If you're going to be blessed by that anointing that is on that person's life, then you got to have a revelation that that person is there because Jesus gave these ministry gifts for the perfecting of the saints. In other words, these ministry gifts, Jeffrey White, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon, sir. And so these ministry gifts were given for your development, given for your growth, given for your edification so that you can grow, glory to God, in the things of God. So I said all of that to say is that wherever God have placed you, wherever God have set you, because you do understand that God have set every member in the body as it pleased him. So if God have set you in a local assembly, then that's the set place for you. And whoever the pastor is of that local assembly, he's the set man of God, glory to God, for your life. And then you have to understand, you have to value the anointing on the man or woman life in that set place so that you can be able, glory to God, to receive from him or her. I'm here to tell you, you can't receive from somebody that you talk about. You can't receive from somebody that you complain about. You can't receive from somebody after church is over and then you go home and then you sit around the dinner table and you just bash and criticize the pastor. Listen, what I'm trying to tell you, if you're in a situation, glory to God, that bad, then you need to remove yourself from that atmosphere and get yourself in a place where you can be ministered to by the unction and the power of the Holy Ghost so that you can come into all that God have, glory to God, for your life. And so it's important now, these ministry gifts that God have given to the church. Dina, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. And so it's important now that the church understand apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, they were given to the church by the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice now verse 11 said that he gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. It didn't say he gave all to be that. He gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. So now, what I need you to understand, Joanne Scott, how are you? God bless you. Benjamin Moore, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. If the anointing of God that rests upon your man of God or your woman of God, then you have to develop an appreciation and a value for that anointing that is on his or her life, because the anointing on his life is going to remove burdens and destroy yokes that are in your life. It's his anointing that God is going to use to pick you up, turn you around, put your feet on solid ground. It's his anointing that God is going to use to speak into your life, to strengthen your life, to encourage your life, to build you up, to challenge you to grow in the things of God. It's the anointing on the pastor's life that is going to cause you, glory to God, to become all that God destined you to be. And so I hear the Holy Ghost saying that you can't pastor, glory to God, yourself. See, Jesus gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. So you can't pastor yourself. It was never intended for television evangelism to be a substitute for the local assembly, because all those people that's on TV, when life get tough when you have a crisis in your life. You can't really call glory to God on none of those people, no matter how great they are. God intended to connect you with the local assembly. That's the will of God, to connect you with the local assembly, because God have anointed a man or a woman to speak specifically into, glory to God, your life. And so you have to find out the place where God have set you to be. And you know, we just talking during this session. I hope this thing is a blessing to you. Many times people don't understand that you don't select pastors. Ooh, Jesus. I hope somebody heard that. You don't select pastors. Jeremiah 3:15 says, I shall give you pastors after my own heart that will feed you with knowledge and with understanding. And so you don't select pastors. Pastors are given to you. And when a pastor is given to you, then you need to understand that that man or that woman is God's gift to you. And to the degree that you value that man or that woman, is to the degree that God will use that man or that woman to be a blessing, glory to God, to you. Hope somebody hear me, because I'm preaching real good, glory to God, in Jesus' name. In other words, you can't get to where God has destined you to be alone. You can't do that all by yourself. You have to let God use his ministry gifts, glory to God, to help you get there. And when you get, glory to God, in that set place, when you get in that set place, you can't let other people that are already in the set place, who was there before you got to that set place, you can't let those people talk you out of the set place, because it's important that not only that we be saved, but it's important that we be in the set place, which is a local assembly that God have set you in, that God have placed you in, because there is an anointing on that ministry that will cause you to come into your destiny that God has, glory to God, for your life. And so today, people of God, you just can't jump up and leave the set place because you disagree with the pastor, or you disagree with anything, glory to God, that is going on with the man of God. Because the real deal is that many times sheep are too sensitive, and to walk with God, you have to develop tough skin, and you cannot be so easily offended, glory to God. If you're that easily offended, how are you going to come into your destiny? How are you going to fulfill purpose? How are you going to fulfill what God have called you to do if you are so easily, glory to God, offended? And so you have to stay in the set place and let God grow you up, glory to God, in the set place. And then another thing I hear the Holy Ghost saying is that many times in our churches, we have what I call pew pastors. You have people sitting in the pew that think they know more, glory to God, than the pastor. I don't really understand that. And please, somebody help me out with that. Somebody please help me to understand how can God set you in a church, connect you to a local assembly, and you outgrow the set man of God. That kind of violate, you know, scripture to me. If God calls somebody and placed them into ministry and transformed their life and took them from being a sheep and supernaturally transformed their life into now serving his people as an under shepherd, then how can you, glory to God, outgrow that person? And so now it's important now to understand again this word. I keep hearing this word in my spirit. It's important now to understand you got to watch out, glory to God, for pew pastors. Those are people that think they can preach better than the pastor, or those are people in the local assembly who think they know more than the pastor, or they have a greater revelation than the pastor. If the pastor call you, then he would have placed you in this fivefold ministry office. And if you are not placed in the office, then baby, sweetheart, I'm trying to tell you that you are not it. And so you need to just learn how to accept these ministry gifts. And again, now understand Ephesians 4:11. The Bible says, and he gave, in other words, the Lord gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Daryl, how are you, sir? Thank you for tuning into Faith at Noon. God bless you, sir. Notice, he gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Jeremiah 3:15, and I will give you pastors after my own heart. And so these ministry gifts are a gift from God. They have been given to his body for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And so too often, you have people that are too selective, you know, in the body of Christ, and you have people are too personality driven in the Lord's church. Listen, person ain't get you saved. The only one that's going to get you saved is the Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 4:11. The only person that is going to get you saved is the Lord, glory to God, Jesus Christ. So when you come to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you have to make sure you're not giving your life to a personality. You got to make sure you're giving your life to the Lord, glory to God, Jesus Christ. And so now, these ministry gifts, they were given. Notice now that these gifts were given. And so you need to hear this now. These gifts were given. So you can't protest against the gifts. You can't vote the gift in. You can't vote the gift out. You can't march and protest against the gift. The committee is not greater, glory to God, than the gift, because the Bible didn't say anything about any committee. It didn't talk about any deacon board, though deacons in the Lord's church are very important, but he didn't say anything about, glory to God, the deacon board. He didn't say, glory to God, anything about a church board, even though all of those things are a necessity for the church to function. None of those things are more important, glory to God, than the man, hallelujah, of God. And so to the degree, again, I just probably need to iterate reiterate this, and I know the Holy Ghost is speaking to somebody. You cannot go to somebody's church, talk about them, and think you're going to benefit from their anointing. And so you have to even be careful when you discussing the church or talking about the church, because that conversation can quickly move from talking about things in the church to murmuring and complaining, glory to God, about the church. But I'm here to tell you that if these ministry gifts were given, then these ministry gifts is God's gift to you. And to the degree that you appreciate the gift, it's to the degree that you're going to be able to benefit from the anointing that is on, glory to God, the gift. The anointing will not benefit your life. The anointing will not work for you if you don't have a value and appreciation for the man of God, the woman of God, that God have placed in your life, because the whole purpose for them being there is so that you can be perfected, so that the church can be perfected for the work of the ministry. People of God, please understand that ministry is about work, for the work of the ministry. The totality of ministry is not always about preaching. It's about understanding your place in the Father's business. Jesus said that I must be about my Father's business. And so the purpose of these ministry gifts is to get you to seek God so that you can discover your place and what you are to do in the Father's business, because these ministry gifts are for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying, the building up, glory to God, of the body of Christ. And so we are going to continue this, glory to God, for the rest of the week. And so I hope this session, glory to God, has been a blessing for you. Your man, your woman of God, have the key to your future and have the key, glory to God, to your destiny. And so please develop a greater appreciation and value for your man of God. Again, my name is Pastor Jerry Wilder. I'm the senior pastor of Grace and Restoration Fellowship Church, located 385 Broadway, Patterson, New Jersey. We are located in the LOJ building on the second floor. Our worship service is every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. Amen. And so I just want to leave you with this final thought. A large percentage of the body of Christ, instead of praying for the pastor, they keep talking about the pastor, what the pastor did, what the pastor didn't do. You know the things people say about pastors, but yet every Sunday they go back to the same place looking for a word. I think if you pray that the Lord give the pastor a word and keep your pastor lifted up in prayer, you will benefit in a greater way from that anointing that is on his life. But it's too many people. They talk about the pastor, go back to the same local assembly and expect something different. And so again, until next time, may God richly bless you.